Spend a night away from home, and his mother held his photograph up in the New York Times. You see, the killing has intensified along the road to peace. He was a tall, thin boy with a wispy mustache, disguised Orthodox Jew, on a crowded bus in Jerusalem. Some had survived World War II. Then the thunderous explosion blew out windows 200 yards away, with more retribution than 17 dead along the road to peace. Now at King George L and Jaffa Road, passengers boarded bus 14A in the aisle next to the driver, Abdel Mahdi Chamney. And the last thing that he said on earth is, God is great and God is good. And he blew them all to King. Upon the road to peace. Now in response to this, another kiss of death was visited upon Yashir Tia. Israel says is an Hamas senior militant, and Israel sent four choppers in, flames engulfed his white opal, and it killed his wife and his three-year-old child, leaving only blackened skeletons. They found his toddler's bottle and a pair of small shoes, and they waved them in front of the cameras. But Israel says they did not know that his wife and child were in the car. There are roadblocks everywhere, and only suffering on TV. Neither side will ever give up their smallest right along the road to peace. Israel launched his latest campaign against Hamas on Tuesday, and 2 days later Hamas shot back and killed five Israeli soldiers. Though thousands dead and wounded on both sides, most have been Middle Eastern civilians. They filled their children full of hate to fight an old man's war and die upon the road to peace. Now this is our land, we will fight with all our force, say the Palestinians and the Jews. Each side will cut off the hand of anyone who tries to stop the resistance. If the right eye offends thee, and Mahmoud Abbas and Sharon have been lost out along the road to peace. Once Kissinger said, we have no friends, America only has interests. Now our president wants to be seen as a hero, and he's hungry for re-election. But Bush is reluctant to risk his future in the fear of his chest at his desk and poses for the press 10,000 miles from the road to peace. In the video that they found at the home of Abdel Majid Shabnet, he held a Kalashnikov rifle and he spoke with a voice like a boy. He was an excellent student, he studied so hard, it was as if he had a future. He told his mother that he had a test that day out along the road to peace. The fundamentalists killing on both sides, standing in the path of peace. But tell me, why are we arming the Israeli army with guns and tanks and bullets? And if God is great and God is good, why can't he change the hearts of men? Or maybe God himself is lost and needs help. Maybe God himself, he needs all of our help. Maybe God himself is lost and needs help. He's out upon the road to peace. Maybe God himself is lost and needs help. Maybe God himself, he needs all of our help. And he's lost upon the road.